So this series, I saw Lady Webb actually read the series about 2 weeks ago, and so I wanted to read it, but she beat me to it. So y'all remember that? She read the whole entire intro, and I peeped in on that week, and so I won't bore you guys with that again. But it was definitely, I think, something somewhat prophetic, or there was some foresight in where we would be today. A few weeks ago, even before the election and before other things transpired in the world. So the series is Rethink or Rethink. Rethink or Rethink. The title of today's message is, I almost didn't tell y'all this because it seems it could come off offensive. And if we're not friends, or if we're not down like that, or if we're not in a relationship, you probably will misunderstand me. But this was actually... this is something that a friend of ours, we've labored with over the years. When we see each other, we would say this, and we know what we're talking about. But can I reveal it to you guys? The title of today is Shut Up and Blessing. And y'all probably, maybe three of us know a young lady named Miss Kathy. I call her Miss Kathy. When I see Miss Kathy, we will... even if, you know, 5 minutes has gone by, we're going to look at each other and say, shut up and bless him. And so what does that mean? So now we can only say that to each other. I'm just seeing y'all as Miss Kathy. In other words, replace your opinion, our complaining, and even our babbling with praise. Look at somebody and say, shut up and bless him. Because this is a rethink. This is a rethink series. So now y'all see why I didn't want to call it shut up and bless him. You only can say shut up to people you love and that you have a relationship with. So I love y'all. And you know my wife loved me because she always telling me to shut up. Life we wish never happened. We either want a redo, a revision, or another chance to make a decision to do something or not to do something. To be or not to be, there's a song that says, and I normally don't quote secular songs in church or secular songs. All right, so don't y'all kick me out. But there's a song my mom likes. Am I gonna sing it? No, I'm just gonna say the lyrics. Sing it. If y'all say sing it, I may sing it. I can't sing secular songs in church. Y'all streaming, we streaming. If I could turn. Oh, y'all don't listen to secular music. If I could turn back the hands of time. My mama loved that song. That's why planning and pre-planning helps. We all have some things we wish could go a little different. Amen? But sometimes, no matter how much we plan, life has a way of what? Interrupting a plan. There's a Proverbs that say, many are the plans of man. It's actually Proverbs 19:21. It says, I think we got it. We can have it on the screen. Proverbs 19:21 says, read it with me. Ready, set, go. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. Many are the plans in a person's heart, or many of the plans of man. But is everything. And I often say that God's butt is bigger than yours. In other words, the Lord's purpose will prevail. Write down the word prevail. Everybody say prevail. Prevail. As you're writing it down, prevail comes from a Hebrew word pronounced kum, to arise or stand or endure. Many are the plans of man, but in the person's heart, but it's God's purpose that will stand or endure. It also comes from a word, gabar, meaning to be strong. Meaning, many are the plans of man but it's God's purpose that will remain strong. In other words, you would know which decision or idea was a good decision and a God idea in life. If you rewind, you would know, because that decision obviously is going to prevail, because prevail means what? To be elevated, to stand, or to endure. Was it a God idea? Was it a God decision? You will know it is a God decision or a God idea, because it obviously exists today, because it prevailed. The plan. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's purpose that will what? Okay. Will stand, will endure. That's actually good news. Okay. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's purpose that will prevail. It's the plans that you make that's in God's will that will prevail. Amen. So today what I am proposing is to purposefully rethink, to purposefully replay the past, but for the purpose of encouraging your now. Replay the past for the purpose of encouraging your now. Who needs encouraging today? So I know contrary to popular belief, reaching back in the past is not something you know, fill in the blanks. We don't live in the past. But I am suggesting today to grab a scene or several episodes from your past to encourage you right now. Use the past to get through now. Again, contrary to popular belief, reaching back in the past to motivate you in the now is a good strategy during challenging times. All right? Can I give you about 10 examples or maybe homework? After these 10, I think I'll be close to finish. So this is homework, but church work. Number one, how are we going to use our past to encourage us now? Overcoming, think about or reflecting on how you overcame past challenges. Number two, remembering past victories. Number three, revisiting a promise you made to yourself can encourage you right now. Number four, drawing inspiration from the memories of loved ones. You're going back to the past to encourage you now by getting inspiration from the memories of loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord. Number five, lessons from hard times. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You win some and you what? No. Church. You win some and you learn some. So scratch that lose out and write learn. How y'all failed that test? Be hard on you today. Come on, guys. You win some and you learn some. What did I learn from this? Number six, celebrating small past wins. Number seven, learning from old teachers and mentors. Not current, but old teachers. Shout out your favorite teacher in school. Ready, set, go. Shout them out. You had a Miss Childress too?
I had a Miss Childress.
The best, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean the best. At Christmas time, Mama, you didn't bring no Christmas gift to nobody but Childress. It was Miss Axiom for me. All right, shout out your favorite teacher. You may not even remember what they taught you, but you remember how they made you feel. I mean, because look at how y'all lighten up. You see, you went into the past to put a smile on your face. You may have to do that in this next season. Speaking of Christmas, why is Thanksgiving coming so late? We just put our Christmas tree. We said we are not going to wait on Thanksgiving. We put our Christmas tree up yesterday. Somebody didn't wait on me. They put it up. They put it up by themselves. I mean, I was a little tired, but man, I'm like, how you going to put the Christmas tree up without me? We ain't waiting on Thanksgiving. How Thanksgiving going to be December the 1st? Christmas and Thanksgiving in the same month. God is soon to come. 2024 has been a year. Mike Tyson lost. And what a year. Number eight, revisiting your why. You got your why years ago, but your why will motivate you now while you get out of bed, while you keep living, while you keep smiling, while you keep praising God, while you keep worshiping God. You going in the past to motivate your now. Because you didn't get your why today, you got your why when? Yesterday. Yesterday will motivate your day. Amen. Number nine, reflecting on your growth. I'm not the same person Woo! What a conversation we had on the way here. Didn't know it would come back. I ain't gonna let you know what we said, but all I confessed some things in the car. Because in 2024, I grew some hair on my chest. Y'all know we family. If I could tell y'all to shut up and to just say what I just said. We family. I don't know about online. They may throw tomatoes at me. But man, reflecting on your growth, I am different. I am different. And man, just reflecting on this year, man, I'm like, I am different. I was actually proud of the change. Proud of the growth. Being number 10, honoring past sacrifices. You're not being arrogant. You're not being overconfident. You're not being boastful. You're actually testifying, remembering past sacrifices. Man, you remember when we could not afford to eat at Applebee's? Raise your hand. But now we can all afford to eat at Applebee's. Raise your hand if you can afford to eat at Applebee's. See what I'm saying? So God has been good, remembering past sacrifices. Amen? So your homework is to fill in the blanks. Fill in the blanks. Fill in the blanks. Fill in the blanks. I'm sorry. So when you fill in the blanks, you are rethinking. And then after you rethink, rethink. Rethink and then rethink. Everybody say rethink and rethink. This is homework, all right? When you rethink, like Deuteronomy 8:2, you're gonna give thanks. Deuteronomy 8:2 says, and you can read it with me if you can figure me out. All right. Ready, set, go. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the what? In the wilderness. This is not a metaphysical place. This is a physical place. All right. This is actually a physical. The wilderness is actually for the children of Israel was a physical place on earth that he might humble you. Testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And you shall remember the whole way. Everybody say the whole way. What does that even look like? This is what it looks like. This is actually what it looks like. If the children of Israel were alive today and they were rethinking, they would actually look at this geographical location and they would remember the whole way. Everybody say the whole way. So you guys just take about 60 seconds and think about how did you get here? The whole way. How did you come from Egypt to the left over and you crossed over, you had to cross over a body of water to get to the next. How many had to cross some things to get to your next? And it looked like you were not going to be able to cross to get to the next. This is what the children of Israel were facing right here in the, it looks like two fingers. Everybody make two fingers. All right, supposedly if you make a peace sign at me like this, your pointer finger is actually where the children of Israel crossed. All right. We're actually going there in about 2 weeks. Okay. We're going to be right here. The pointer finger right here at the allegedly some evidence here. And then there's basically, allegedly some evidence that says the children of Israel likely crossed right here where the arrow is. And then they eventually ended up at Mount Sinai. Everybody say the whole way. But what I want you to look at the terrain, look at the challenges. And by the way, this is Lex. She said, if you don't tell the people this, I'm going to shout it out. This is right here where the green, you see all of this dirt, desert. You see the green over here? Y'all know what that is? Donna Lawrence wrote a song about it. That's Goshen. That is the biblical site, Goshen. Why does Goshen look so lush and green? Remember in Genesis, that's where Joseph told his brothers and his daddy to go to Goshen during the what? During the famine. Look at the biblical site of Goshen. Even to this day, everything looks kind of like what? Like you can't live there. You can't, it looks like it's not, you're not really gonna have a good life. But in Goshen, you see a lot of what? See a lot of vegetation. Ain't that crazy? Oh, we're going there. We're going to Goshen in 2 weeks. We're going to Goshen. Anybody want a souvenir? Raise your hand. What do you want? You want a leaf? Souvenir for apple pie or for, you know, whatever you can, we can barter. Amen. Remember the scripture said, remember the whole way which is in the past. Imagine the children of Israel remembering how God opened up the Red Sea and how they crossed. I really want to talk about that more next week. I'm going to show y'all more pictures next week. But Exodus 15, our anchor scripture, the whole way, Exodus 15, then Moses and the Israelites sang the song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Why is he highly exalted? Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. Now you have a visual of Exodus 15. The Lord is my strength and my defense. The enemy behind me, the enemy is really in front of me. The enemy is the Red Sea. Okay? The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God. Everybody say, that's my God. Everybody say, that's my dude. Can I say that, God? Am I okay? Okay, it's okay. Yeah. And I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. My who God? My father's God. Who's older? Me or my father? My father is older. So reaching in the past to encourage your now. Example right there. And I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army drowned in the Red Sea. Another picture, I know we're going to talk about this next week. Lord's willing, everybody say the whole way. This is, just want to show you guys where we're headed. You see the mountain here. And yes, I know y'all don't believe it. We are going up there. Like these feet, size 13, size 10, 9 and a half. She's like, bruh. We're going up there. Stretch your hands towards us and say, you can do it. How old was Moses when he climbed up here? He was older. He was older than all of us. And he made it several times. So we can do it. Now, why is this the actual place? I know I'm getting way off. This is more of like a class show and tell. But this is what's happening. Okay? Y'all okay? Is this interesting? You see how the Bible said in Exodus 19 that God's presence descended on a certain mountain. And if he descended it, he descended in such a way that it would leave a mark. The mark was he descended smoke, fire. And what does fire and smoke do? It leaves residue. Now, why is this mountain in Saudi Arabia in this area down the street from the other picture I just showed you guys? The Red Sea is actually the tallest mountain in this area. Why does it have this blackened peak? Because it is the mountain of God. It's the mountain of Moses. This is where the mountain that Moses received the Ten Commandments. Psalm 77. I'll talk about more of that next week. Hopefully I can get some video and we'll show you guys some of this as well. But Psalm 77, I remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes. Everybody say yes. Everybody say yes. It's a new meaning in 2024. Yes. I remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of what? Of old. Going back into the past to encourage your now. I will ponder on the past, your work, and meditate on your mighty deeds. The reason why we got to go to the past, because what we need hasn't even happened yet. So it's easy to go back into the past and be encouraged than the future. Now we're being, you know, you can speak things and you can meditate on things that are on true, that are noble. But truth of the matter is that's difficult. We have a blueprint to go back to the past of something. You got proof. Everybody say proof. Everybody say proof. Go back and get the proof. And let it provide you with encouragement in 2024, in November 2024. Exodus 16 had proof. Check this out, guys, because in Exodus 16, this is the actual place that the children of Israel in the wilderness, we just read about the wilderness, it was a physical place where God provided manna and sweet quail. Manna and quail for the children of Israel. You see, after they crossed from Egypt on the left, the Gulf of Aqaba is actually what it's called. The Gulf of Aqaba, not this one, not your middle finger, but the pointer finger. Make sense? Okay. That's where they actually crossed. Okay. And then Mount Sinai, or the mountain of Moses, Jabal Allah's, is right here. It's close. But then in the wilderness, somewhere in the middle of nowhere, they complain. Like, bro, why are you complaining? Did you not just see God do something miraculous? Everybody point your middle finger up in the air. Because this is where the children of Israel crossed, right here. You just saw God. I can imagine God looking at the children of Israel and saying, didn't you not just see me? And now you're complaining again. Remember the title of today's message is what? Shut up and bless him. What you doing? But they complain because they did not rethink. And then if they have rethought, it will cause them to rethink. Is that good English? All they had to do was rethink. Then God heard their cry, and then he provided all you can eat, manna and quail. And then after that, what happened to the children of Israel? They did what? Y'all know what they did. They complained again. And I'm kind of a lot like Israel, too. I'm confessing everything today, all right? Isaiah 46:9 says, remember the former things of what? Old, for I am God, there is no other. I am God, there is none like me. Remember the former things of old. Remember, I think Lady Webb, a couple of weeks ago, she lifted this scripture when I peeped in on the service. And Exodus 15, this is what it looks like. All right, show them sweets. This is actually, she read about Mara in Exodus 15, but this is the actual place, the physical site. Just to give you guys a visual, this is actually the physical site of Mara, where the water was bitter, and then a piece of wood was thrown into the water, and it became what? It became sweet. In Exodus 15, the waters of Mara and so you have Mara in Elam. You have the 12 springs in Elam. We're going there in 2 weeks. We're going there. Size 13, size what? 9.5. Get it right. 8. Yeah, I'd rather go there. I don't know if that'll get me in trouble. Exodus 15:22. You heard it a couple of weeks ago. Then Moses led Israel. Look at this. Moses led Israel from the Red Sea. You have a visual from the Red Sea. And they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days, they traveled in the desert. You have a visual. Without finding water. So if they didn't find water, when we go there, we're going to be okay? We're going to have to take a bunch of smart waters. Amen? Which they won't let you take in the airport. So we got to figure that out. When they came to Mara, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Mara, because it was bitter. So the people complained against Moses, saying, what are we to drink? Everybody say, shut up and bless him. Everybody say, shut up and bless him. Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink. Everybody say, God will provide for us. Everybody say, God will absolutely provide for us. This is another picture show and tell I want to show you guys, because this is another biblical site where the people of Israel should have chosen to shut up and bless God. After, at this point, we're in Exodus 17. From Exodus 14, 15, 16, we're in Exodus 17, and you still want to complain, shut up and bless him. Moses, we're thirsty. They are in Rephidim, and we're thirsty. We need some drink. All they had to do was rethink, which would cause them to rethink. Then the Bible says that Moses struck a rock, and a split rock. The rock split it. Can I say split it? And where we're headed in a couple of weeks, this is probably what I'm most excited about seeing, because this is the biblical site of the split rock of Horeb. How many thought it was like a little teeny rock on the edge of a mountain that he touched and it split? Raise your hand if you thought that. Okay. I thought it was a little flat rock. Does the Bible say that? But what it is interesting that this rock is about 50 feet tall. Down the street from the Red Sea, down the street from Mount Sinai, down the street from altars and pillars and all of these other facts and biblical things, for lack of better words. And this rock, you can't see it, but it has a lot of erosion. It's the rocks below. This particular pronounced rock is smooth. And below the smooth rocks is the remnants, or it is where a large lake, Lake Hartwell, if you will, a version of Lake Hartwell would have been formed. Everybody say, why? Why in this area is the remnants of a lake? A river, imagine a river of a lot of water for how many people? Over a million people. Like, why is this even the case? Why is this even here? We know why, right? This is the split rock of Horeb. Lamentations 3:21. Ain't that cool? I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, it is proof, but to me it's also cool that it's still there, that it's untouched. That you can still go there and see what the Lord has done. When I come back in December and y'all see me glowing like I've been with God, y'all know why. Y'all better come up here and get your healing. I don't know what's going to happen after I come back from Mount Sinai, the split rock of Horeb. And I'm not going to try to cross the Red Sea. I think I got enough proof. I ain't going to try to be the children of Israel. I ain't going to try to recreate that. Amen. But by the way, in the Red Sea, imagine this is the Red Sea. And so imagine this platform goes all the way to the door, the exit sign. And then the exit sign is the other side. All right. Y'all okay? But y'all see how on the steps right here, imagine this is water, and imagine this is water. And basically, I'm standing in water. But imagine here, this is a drop-off. Can you go back to that picture, Sweets? This is, it's not in my notes. We're just chatting. And then over here, there's there's a drop-off. Pharaoh is behind me. The other side of the Red Sea is out over there. When the Red Sea parted, there's a drop off here, there's a drop off here. To this day, in this area, by the way, where I'm standing right now is called Nuwebe Beach. And this beach is large enough for about a million people to gather and go nowhere, so you think. It just happened to be a beach right here, enough from the wilderness, Egypt, the wilderness of sin. You have Goshen somewhere over here. You have this beach. And now you have an issue. You have a problem. But how awesome it is that God knew after the Red Sea parted, you have walls of water, that, you know, all of these millions of people, women and children, normally at the beach, you think when you go into the water, you have to go what? You go down and it keeps wet. It's just so happened in this area that when that water parted, there's like an underwater bridge. The land goes up like this. And it was easy for the children of Israel to cross over to the other side. Everybody say, shut up and bless them. They shouldn't say nothing after this one. I mean, and because in my mind, naturally, I'm thinking, man, even when God opens up a door, sometimes it's not as easy. It's just not an easy door to walk through. Yes, the door is open, but the door is open, and then it's even easier to go through the door and experience the miracle. That's the type of God we serve. Amen. And they were just able just to walk across and not like this. So there's a drop off here. And so to this day, scuba divers have found corals on these circular looking objects. Circular objects everywhere, and corals have formed on these hard surfaces. And what they think are chariot wheels. Why would it even be in this area anyway? And remnants of horse hooves. Amen. Why? So, man, I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited. So where am I? I think I'm almost finished, guys. So Lamentations 3:21, but this I call to mind and therefore have hope. Read this with me. Ready? Let this bless you how it blessed me yesterday. Ready, set, go. But this I call to mind. Look at the sequence of events. I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Hope after you remember something in the past. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Say that five times. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. With your hands lifted, great is your faithfulness. Last time, great is your faithfulness. Bottom line, go back. Everybody say, go back. Go back. I don't know how far back you got to dig. I don't know. It may be yesterday. It could be 10 years. Go get your why. Be encouraged by something in the past that God has done. How many can think of one thing? And so when you rethink, remember, I'm encouraging us to what? Rethink. I'm giving you 2 minutes. To rethink starting now with a hallelujah, with a thank you, Jesus. After you rethink, rethink. After you rethink, respond by rethinking. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are good and your mercy endures forever. You are wonderful. You are faithful. You got me out of this. You got me out of that. Over time, you healed me of heartache. I need you again. Thank you, Lord, for getting me out of debt, for healing my family. Rethink and rethink. Rethink and rethink. Thank you, Lord. This is good for mental health. It's good for disappointment. It's good for a broken heart. It's good for depression to rethink and then rethink. I promise you this is good for all of the above. Thank you, Lord. Let's close out the message by lifting up. Thank you, Lord. Let's lift it up. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As much as you can, guys, do your homework this week. And it's a process. You don't have to do all 10 in one day. You may get stuck on number 6. You may get stuck on number 5. You may go straight to number 4. You may go straight to number 6. But whatever it takes, consider going in the past and grabbing something that God has done to encourage you in the now. Man, we have a lot to complain about. We really do. We have a lot to complain about, but we have a lot to think about. T-H-A-N-K. We got a lot to think about. And Lord, you know we're flesh. You know we're humans. You know what we're made of. But we're also made in your image. And we ask for supernatural strength today, this week. We yield. We humble ourselves. We don't give you thanks if we be honest right now. We're tired, we're frustrated, we are disappointed. Some may even be depressed if you're watching online. We're hurting. Do not want to give you thanks. We're being honest, but we are going to make an effort to think on the goodness of Jesus. You are good and your mercy endures forever. We need your mercy. We need your grace like never before. We receive your grace. We receive your love. We categorize your goodness today. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from above. You are responsible for good. You are responsible for good. And we thank you for every good and perfect gift. Ways being made out of no ways. Crooked places made straight because of your spirit, because of your love. No more fear. Faith over fear. Love over hate. Your presence over pain.